Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. Welcome to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, we listen to selections for Thanksgiving. Let's begin with Friendly Persuasion from 1956. Based on the novel of Jessamine West, the film starred Gary Cooper and Dorothy McGuire in the story of a Quaker family struggling to maintain the simplicity of its lifestyle and its pacifist values during the Civil War. Friendly Persuasion was nominated for 6 Oscars. The music was by Dmitri Tiomkin, and here are selections from the original soundtrack.
Thank you.
Selections from the 1956 film Friendly Persuasion. The music was by Dmitri Tiomkin, who was nominated for 2 Academy Awards. The film's title song went on to become a popular hit as The I Love. Only Dmitri Tiomkin would use balalaikas to depict Quaker life. The film's portrayal of family and the resolution of moral conflict, as pacifist Quakers deal with issues both big and small, from the American Civil War to the introduction of a sinful musical instrument into the household, make Friendly Persuasion, in my opinion, an appropriate choice for Thanksgiving. As I think is our next music, which is by the quintessential American composer Aaron Copland. Copland wrote a handful of film scores throughout his career. He was even recognized by the Academy with a number of nominations and 1 win for The Heiress in 1949. In 1940, he composed music for a screen adaptation of Thornton Wilder's Pulitzer Prize-winning drama, Our Town. The play had won the Pulitzer only 2 years earlier, in 1938. Copland was in the process of coming wholly into his own during the height of his populist phase. El Salam, Mexico, and Billy the Kid had already been written, and Fanfare for the Common Man, A Lincoln Portrait, Rodeo, and Appalachian Spring would follow within just a few years. So this is very important, Copland. The concert suite has been in circulation for decades, but it's only fairly recently that a new recording of the complete score has been made sporadically available. The music had been sitting in the Library of Congress, though several of the pages were missing. It was Mark Lenniker, the musicologist who resurrected Copland's score to Something Wild a number of years back, who discovered the missing pages in a folder which contained Copland's concert suite. It has been recorded for the Naxos label, along with Copland's complete score for the 1939 version of John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Here, for the first time, we have the opportunity to enjoy selections from the complete score to Our Town. Music of Aaron Copland, performed by the Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic, conducted by Andrew Magrelia.
Thank you.
selections from the complete score to the 1940 film version of Thornton Wilder's Our Town. The music of Aaron Copland, so far available only as a download, with the Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic, conducted by Andrew Magralia. Incidentally, the orchestrations, meticulously notated by Copland in the conductor's score, were filled out by Jerome Maross, who acted as Copland's copyist on the project. Maross is best known for his music to the Americana classic, The Big Country. He also provided the orchestrations for another great American classic, The Best Years of Our Lives. And by the way, that unusual sound you heard in one of these selections was a musical saw. Music from Our Town by Aaron Copland, with the film's portrayal of small-town America and the playwright's poignant observation, "Do any human beings ever realize life while they live it?" It stands as a timely reminder that there are things we should all be thankful for while they, and we, are here for us to appreciate them. Music for Thanksgiving this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. The 1985 film Witness may seem like an unusual choice for Thanksgiving, with its themes of police corruption and violence, but when honest cop Harrison Ford goes on the lam, he experiences the quote-unquote plain lifestyle of a close-knit Amish community. The highlight of Maurice Jarre's score is a sequence called Building the Barn, in which the community comes together to raise a barn for a newly married couple. Here's music from Witness.
Thank you.
Music from the 1985 film Witness. Building the Barn, a nice piece of Americana by a French composer, Maurice Jarre. That was originally an electronic score, by the way. Jarre transcribed this sequence for symphony orchestra, and it works marvelously. We've heard the composer conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Finally this hour, we turn to selections from the 1952 drama Plymouth Adventure. Spencer Tracy plays the cynical captain of the Mayflower. Gene Tierney is his forbidden love interest. Van Johnson appears as John Alden, and Lloyd Bridges is the first mate. The music is by Miklos Rozsa, who, already at this stage of his career, was MGM's go-to composer for historical drama. 7 years later, Rozsa would take home his third Academy Award for his classic score to Ben-Hur. Here are selections from Plymouth Adventure.
Thank you.
Music from the 1952 Mayflower drama, Plymouth Adventure. Miklos Roja wrote the score, and we've heard selections from the film's actual soundtrack, issued here on a limited edition Film Score Monthly compact disc. Plymouth Adventure, chosen for obvious reasons, with its Thanksgiving associations, William Bradford, John Alden, Miles Standish, and Priscilla Mullins all depicted in the film. And with that music of Miklos Roja, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour of selections for Thanksgiving. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.